Chapter 18, Prayer, Communion with Your Higher Power. This chapter introduces prayer, the fifth and final technique of the morning and evening program. There's a time for joy and a time for struggle. The brutal reality of death, suffering, and the unknown mysteriously loops its way through the show of our lives, making its appearance in a variety of costumes, without apparent cause or reason. We do what we can to understand the mystery while we position ourselves in the drama. We work with will, thought, and action to achieve our goals. We use our inner and outer resources to work with and through our problems. Nevertheless, when we have finished our work, we remain vulnerable. Some problems linger. We suffer. We feel isolated, disconnected, and separate. To get help, we can pray. Prayer is a telephone call to our higher power as friend, counselor, guide, protector, father, mother, beloved, teacher, healer, higher self, or higher states of consciousness. We seek counsel, support, knowledge, protection, solace, power, understanding, healing, forgiveness, and communion. We try to influence circumstances, conditions, and events in our immediate environment as well as in environments thousands of miles away. Although controversy remains, there is some scientific evidence that prayer works. Following is a description of some elements that may contribute to the effectiveness of prayer. 1. Healing. There is a unified field of intelligent consciousness, an omnipotent power that underlies and unites all. When we invoke this vast healing power, it helps those that we are praying for and ourselves. We do not enter this field. We are already in it, and it is already in us. There is no separation. All is one. In prayer, we remind ourselves that this power is inside, outside, and everywhere, extending forever in every direction, unifying all things and people. 2. Humility. In ego consciousness, we feel separate from the vast healing power in and around us. In fact, were the ego to have its way, we would not even believe in the possibility of getting help from a higher power. Furthermore, the ego does not like to admit that we have problems. To get help from a higher power, we need to identify our problems and know our limitations. This requires ego reduction. When we reduce our ego and accept our powerlessness, we create a channel for the flow of God's healing power. While we do all we can to achieve our goals and solve our problems, we ask for help from omnipresent intelligence. 3. Individuality. Prayer consistent with our individuality and belief system gives meaning and comfort. We can create our own ritual and pray with our own heartfelt words. 4. Stillness. Prayer is most effective when the mind is still. Some methods that promote stillness are meditation, progressive muscle relaxation, affirmations, breathing, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, yoga, and will training. Stillness is essential during prayer, allowing us to make contact with higher, subtle, vibratory realms, where we can follow the command, be still, and know that I am God. By listening to the still, small, loving voice within, we can be aware of new thoughts and feelings that come in response to prayer. When still, we are more receptive to the help, blessings, and guidance from God. 5. Concentration. In prayer, we open up a channel of communication between the omnipresent healing power and ourselves. The channel is most open when we focus exclusively on the perfect healing power of Spirit and the object of our prayer. All other thoughts should be eliminated. When we reach a higher degree of concentration, we become one with the object of our prayer. The more we concentrate, the more powerful our prayer. 6. Visualization. In visualization, we imagine the desired goal of the prayer. The image should be as clear and specific as possible. For example, we can visualize a white healing light dissolving away disease, flaws, or imperfection. 7. Devotion. We can connect to the omniscient, omnipresent healing power through love and compassion. Prayer is most effective when it comes from the heart, from our passion, and from our pain. 8. Willpower. Willpower is an essential element in prayer. Do not give up after one or two tries. Be patient and keep praying with intensity. Help does not come on our schedule. 9. Faith. Doubt and disbelief undermine the power of prayer. Faith connects us with the infinite healing power of God and the possibility of getting help. 10. Awareness. Remain opened and aware. Help comes in many ways, often subtle and different from our expectations. There may be a response through thoughts, feelings, desires, or actions. We might hear the still, small, loving voice within. We may see changes in other people, events, circumstances, or conditions. There may be guidance or protection, arrival of resources, lessons to learn, or an expansion of healing qualities. 11. Acceptance. After we pray, we do all that we can to solve our problems. Then we accept the outcome and surrender in peace to life as it is. We acknowledge pain and tragedy as part of the natural way of things. We resist the desire of the ego to be the ruler of the universe. Rather than trying to control events, we gain an appreciation for the unfolding of the story, no matter which direction it takes. We must be willing to bask in the mystery, tolerate ambiguity, and face the unknown. We accept on faith that what occurs, including continued struggle, is best. We align ourselves with what is, acknowledging that God knows what we need more than we do. We surrender to God's will through attunement and receptivity, believing there is meaning and order in the face of mystery and suffering. We trust that the healing power knows what to do. God is the doer, not I. Thy will be done, not mine. 12. Peace. While the reasons for the outcome improving, deteriorating, or staying the same may be beyond our understanding, acceptance brings tranquility of the soul. While there is a time for struggle and a time for joy, the ultimate lesson is to transfer the locus of control from outside to inside, where serenity is ever present. When we completely accept the outcome, we contact our inner stillness and silence. In that quiet place, We accept all outcomes as part of the drama. When we make peace with life, the serenity that is always there begins to emerge. As this peace grows, the soul heals. Surrender takes us deep to the domain of the soul. Here we cannot be touched, hurt, cut, or burned. The technique. There are 6 steps. Invoke, request, act, grace, accept, peace. Number 1, invoke. With humility and reverence, invoke the presence of God. Bring in as much concentration, devotion, and stillness as you can. This sets up a channel of operations for the infinitely intelligent healing power of God. 2, make your request. There are many things we can ask for. Here is a partial list. Essential needs such as safety, food, clothing, or shelter. Help with work or relationships. Healing or purification of the body, mind, and soul. Healing relationships between individuals, groups, races, religions, and nations. World peace. Peace of mind. To become a better person by growth of any one or a combination of spiritual qualities. We can ask for forgiveness. We can ask for receptivity to the help, guidance, and blessings that is always there. We can ask for the presence of God as peace, joy, love, or wisdom. You might pray for insight about the nature of your problems and ways to work with them. We can ask for help and guidance for our problems and answers to our questions. Or we can pray for alignment with God's will. In stillness and silence, we pray for the experience of God's presence without asking for anything but His will. And we can pray for success, wealth, or fame. 3, act. We use our will, thought, and actions to do what we can to change or remove a condition or circumstance. For illness, we may try medicines, surgery, special diets, or other healing practices. During activity, we can practice mindfulness or the presence of God to stay connected, attuned, and receptive to His guidance. Step 4, grace. There is a partnership between God and us. We do our part by exercising thought, will, and action. We maintain awareness of His healing presence and guidance, while at the same time we ask for help. God does His part, He determines the outcome, and we do our part by accepting it. 5, acceptance. Surrender to whatever the results may be. When we do not get what we ask for, we can trust that this is best and look for the lessons in our not receiving. And finally, 6, peace. We gain the serenity of the soul by accepting the outcome, whatever it may be. Points to remember. Prayer is an expression of our unity with God and all people. In prayer, we connect to an omniscient, omnipresent power through the cultivation of love and compassion. With this love, we ask for help for ourselves and others. We can pray for something and get it. We can pray for something and not get it. We can also pray and not ask for anything. We just commune with our higher power. With an attitude of complete faith, devotion and surrender, we do not attempt to change the course of life's drama. With reverence, gratitude, and humility, we extract the lessons from life and enjoy life just as it is. In prayers of gratitude and devotion, we express thankfulness for our many blessings and give our love to God. We can have a joyful conversation with God or speak to God with a single word. We can also pray without words. God is in our hearts. He already knows what we need. There is great beauty in communing with God in silence. In our prayers for world peace, we can ask God to impact the hearts and minds of our leaders. We can change the world by changing ourselves. Pray to become a better person. Pray for love, understanding, and wisdom. This is the practical way to change the world. Exercises. 1. Describe the elements that contribute to the effectiveness of prayer. 2. Describe the 6 steps in the technique for praying. 3. You are now equipped with 5 techniques that comprise a morning and evening program. In the beginning, set aside 45 to 60 minutes and practice these techniques. There are 5. Progressive muscle relaxation for 10 minutes. Breath work for 5 minutes. Contemplation for 15 to 20 minutes. Meditation 10 to 20 minutes. And prayer for 5 minutes. You have finished your review of the 5 morning and evening techniques. In the next section, we will study 5 techniques that comprise the daily activity program: mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, service, yoga, and the transformation of emotions.